It's the Mike O'Mara Show. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So you're saying it's a party in your pants?
Yeah, I would say so. Welcome back. We're in the middle of our Employee of the Month game with Mike, Buzz, and Rob.
Hi.
On the debut of our little showgram here. We're having a wonderful afternoon. I want to thank Craig Laughlin from the Washington Capitals broadcast. He was a good guy.
Nice guy.
And not a slacker by any stretch of the imagination.
No.
But I was sad about those stitches in his face.
I bring it up because I was at the game sitting next to our program director, CK, yesterday at Sunday's game.
He's a slacker.
And I'll offer this to both of you guys. We're going to get right back to the Employee of the Month game. Tony is the guy. We lost Larry for a minute. I think we're getting him back. Good. Tony is still on the line. Tony, hang in there. It's looking more and more like you. We have a few new ones that we're going to talk to, and we're going to see if we can get our $100 winner for the Employee of the Month if you are a true slacker. I'm at the game yesterday, and, you know, I'm thinking about the show today. I'm having a good time.
Sure.
But I really cannot deal with certain fans at the game that I dealt with. There's two guys in back of me, and they're using, you know, they're using the F word, and I can handle that. There are no kids around. That's the only thing where it bothers me. I certainly paint with that profanity quite a bit. And I'm sitting there, and here's where I finally turn around to this effer. This is when I finally just got full of it. He turns around and he's going, "Hey, F this, hey, F you Flyers, F," you know, and it's kind of funny and everybody's laughing. SFF. I mean, it's a lot more than you normally get at a ball game or a hockey game.
Right.
And he's going, FS. And then somehow, like during the middle of this, I guess after his 18th beer, it turned into a discussion of his size. Of his unit.
Oh, we don't need that.
You know, mine's bigger than that. Like, then I turn around, I said, I held my fingers apart like this. I said, "Dial it down. Just a little. Just dial it down." You know the look I give, Rob, when I'm sitting there, I go, "Just a tiny bit. Just a tiny bit." And of course, the drunk reaction, "Hey, sorry."
Yeah, sorry.
Well, and then you hear him back there going, But I was third row from the ice at the game, and that's this is how thank you.
That must be wonderful.
You process it this way. You really do. If you're up in section 480,
right?
You know, maybe you're a little more verbose with the guy. Maybe you give it to him a little bit better.
Right.
But you're down in the third row, and I said, you know, I don't want to have a scene.
You thought you'd be on a highlight reel somewhere?
I thought I'd be on NBC.
Welcome back to the Sports Machine.
Take a look back at the Caps bench. But want to say hi to A-Hole 1 and A-Hole 2 and their three-day growth of beard and their stinky little camouflage shorts that they were wearing at the game yesterday. And incidentally, hey, pal, I'm really glad that your girlfriend does that thing with her mouth that you were talking about, too.
Uh-huh.
So I just wanted to say hi to those
people. And
you
sure it was a girlfriend?
It was. I didn't even look at her. I just know.
I see.
He, at one point, he said, "You do that, don't you?" And I heard, "Yes, I do."
Oh,
so I
dear.
Just, a wonderful afternoon.
She's a lucky gal.
You know, the Capitals lost, so I was in a bad mood. Let's get right back to our slacker game, the Employee of the Month.
Yeah.
Try to give away $100 and talk to Terry. Terry, you are our next slacker. How are you? Where are you calling from, Terry?
I'm up in Toronto.
Toronto.
Cool.
A Canadian slacker.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Are you, do you work for the government?
No. Well, in a way, I do.
Okay, well, tell us your story, Terry.
Well, you know, these guys have got it all wrong. They're showing up to work. I mean, that's the first problem right there. You got to stay home and milk the disability.
Oh, excellent.
Now, hold on. Are you one of those guys where maybe they take pictures of you and you get in trouble?
No, the surveillance teams, you can always spot them, you know. It's you just throw the limp on if they ever throw that at you.
Now there's a big difference, I think, between Employee of the Month and insurance fraud, Terry. Tell us exactly.
It's a very fine line.
Tell us what you're doing exactly.
Well, I got a real lucky X-ray. And
you hope for those.
Yeah. And it opened up the door to the wonderful world of narcotics and all sorts of things.
What are you taking, Terry? What are you taking right now?
Uh, I'm taking a wonder pill called Furinol C half.
You know it?
Yeah, that's a serious medication there.
Hold on, Terry. Let's check in with Dr. Artinger, who is screening calls, but is our resident farm expert in the back. Furinol. Joe, are you familiar with the Furinol in the back there?
No, it sounds promising.
I can tell you a little bit. It's for debilitating pain, especially people with migraines. So if your migraines, Mike, ever get too out of control, the doctor will probably prescribe Furinol.
Is it like an opiate, or is it like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very much so.
All right, but how does this apply? Because really, this contest is for people that actually participate in the workforce. But, yeah, I mean, if you're just faking out your boss and saying, I'm home all day because I have disability, that doesn't count, Terry.
Well, you know, it kind of vaguely fits because, you know, occasionally, every now and then, you get better, and you go back maybe part-time.
So are you on temporary disability or permanent disability?
Off and on. I've been playing it for about a year and a half.
All right, now the Canadian currency, the dooley or whatever the hell it's called up there, how much money do you think you've cost your company there, Terry?
Probably about $48,000.
Okay, hold on the line, please.
Hold it before he goes.
Yeah.
What kind of job are you shirking the responsibility of?
Oh, yeah. This is the best part. It's an insurance company. They got a common man.
And you'd be okay with us calling your boss with this?
Well, you know, that could be a problem. I mean, No. Just the fact of the time of day, you know, he's probably got his ass out of there by now. I don't know.
Well, yeah. It's a big part of the game, friend.
Yeah. Well, you know, you can try. He's one of these idiots who, you know, works 16 hours a day.
You know what, Terry? I don't want to. But thank you very much. And you are a slacker, and I appreciate your call.
We're all very proud of
you.
Thank you, Terry.
Love the new show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. That's Terry. I want to get to a woman. We've got Stacy on the line.
Canada.
Stacy for the Employee of the Month contest. Stacy, how are you? Where are you calling from?
Fine. I'm calling from Maryland.
And you consider yourself a potential Employee of the Month?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us your story.
Hold on for 1 second. Can I have a double cheeseburger and a small orange juice, please?
She's slacking now.
She's a slackette.
Okay, I deliver pizzas. But the thing about it is, when I know a customer is not going to tip and they're cheap, I go and do urns before I deliver their pizza.
Did you say you go and do urns? Is that like you decorate Greek pieces of pottery? And
No, I go shop. I go to the Shoppers or go
and... Oh, do you mean errands?
Errands.
All right. So you go shop. And what kind of... can I ask you what pizzas you deliver? What company you work for? Papa John's.
My favorite.
Yes.
Are you working right now?
Yes.
And you ordered burgers.
And so far you're getting away with it, huh, Stacy?
Yeah. I always get away with it.
Stacy, can we...
I mean, they don't know... The manager doesn't actually... I mean, he knows the area, but he doesn't actually know how long it takes to get from...
All right. You're a woman that's a... You're big boned, right?
No, I'm the one that wanted to gain weight when you wanted to lose it.
Oh, that's crazy.
So long. Thank you very much. She's gone.
Want nothing to do with that.
No, not at all. All right, now we've got Brian. We've got one more here, Brian. Did we talk to Brian yet? I'm not sure. Buzz, did we talk to Brian?
No, we've not spoken to Brian.
All right, we got time for a couple more slackers. Brian, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Tell us why you are the Employee of the Month. Why are you a slacker?
Well, happy debut, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Let's see. Let me preface this by saying it's all strategy. You have to learn how to manipulate and not get caught.
Talk to me. What do you do? What's your job?
Okay. Well, I install cabinets for a living, right?
Okay.
So a lot of the manipulation happens in drive time, windshield time. Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, I live in Sacramento. We do jobs about 2 hours away. I tell them it's 2.5, 2:45, 3 hours because of traffic, but I go sit down and watch a movie. There's that type of manipulation. Uh-huh. There's other manipulation when it comes to designs. If a design is a little bit off, I embellish and make them bring me more stuff out while I relax.
Gives you a delay.
So in other words, you install cabinets?
That's true, yes, sir.
You install cabinets, and you will say something along the line. You'll tell them that you want it a little more elaborate so the job will take longer and you'll have more time to F off.
Exactly. Well, the thing is you work hard for like 3 hours, but there are areas where you can sort of exaggerate, like the drive time I was mentioning.
Okay.
It's like what measurement.
Pardon me?
More importantly, Brian, how many hours a day do you waste?
a day. I work at, on average, probably about 9-10 hour days.
Uh-huh.
I'd say I waste about 4.5.
About half maybe, a day. 4.5 hours.
45%.
You get there in the morning. You got to get your plans in your cabinets. And it takes me about 3.5 hours
all
to
right.
check all my
okay,
cabinets.
Okay, hold on, Brian. We're going to put Brian on hold there.
I'll give you this. Brian is he's on the ball as far as making the system work for him.
The strategy I like.
Yeah.
But I still go back to Tony, the guy that works in the God, I wish mm-hmm. we could get one. I want to get that one guy that really seriously. I mean, you can't do it with insurance fraud because,
no.
I mean, the fact
no.
is that you're collecting the disability and you're not. I want the guy that's at the office every single day. That's in an office environment. That's mm-hmm. what I want. 877-365-3636.
What time is it? Is it too late to call my father? My father, who has always had a half a cup of coffee on his desk from when he takes a job to when he leaves it.
All right, let's talk to Chris. Chris, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. We're looking for the ultimate employee of the month, and we're going to call your boss. Tell us, Chris, we're really looking for one to stand out here, why you are the slacker of the month here.
Dave Howard.
Dave Howard wasn't a slacker.
Dave Howard was never a slacker, and
just
he
an
actually
idiot.
Gave a boss his name. All right, Rob, do you want to call Tony's boss?
I will call Tony's boss.
All right, let's get Tony back on the line here.
When you
Tony,
get Tony on, I need to know his boss's name.
Tony, are you there?
Yeah.
Tony, listen to this.
What's up?
You lie under boats all day, and you don't do anything, and you cost your company money. You are actually the slacker of the month. You are our employee of the month, Tony. Congratulations.
Right on. Thank you very much. It's not easy slacking, man.
What's Tony, that, Tony?
I said it's not easy slacking.
All right. What is your boss's first name, Tony, and will we be able to reach him?
Yes, he will. His name is David.
David, thank you.
All right, David. Let's get David on the line here. And, Tony, one more time, tell us exactly what you do on a given day at work. Oh, we lost Tony.
He may be on hold. We want to know what makes him the king slacker.
We've got Larry on hold. We lost Tony. We're going to need to, Joe, yeah. We're going to need to get Tony back.
Please.
Do we have the number for the boss? Let's get his number back on. All right, Joe's going to get him back on the line. Mm-hmm. Tony worked, Buzz, in some kind of boating business.
He installs car stereos primarily. I mean, he'll either be under a boat or a car installing or pretending to install a system when really he's just he's sleeping on the job.
While we wait to bring him back, do you want to hear a little bit of that tape from that special last night?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Insult Comic Dog.
From Night of Too Many Comics,
yeah,
right?
This is from the opening number when they had, I think, Rosie O'Donnell and Matthew Broderick. And a lot of other, Frazier was up there
okay.
on stage, and this is what transpired. I enjoyed it.
Okay, very good.
Listen, ho. Wait a minute, okay?
Uh-oh. Oh, boy, here it comes. All right.
Well, I'm sorry, John, but there's something missing on the stage right now. I don't know if you realize, but we do not have an enormous megastar of color up here.
You're so right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, Rosie's right. Mm. We need at least one.
Yeah.
But where? Where?
I hear your call. Hi, everyone. I'm black and brown. I'm your person, the color.
Triumph, we were kind of expecting Chris Rock.
Yeah, screw you. I was kind of expecting David Letterman.
Triumph. Hey, Triumph, you're not even real.
Oh, look. Speaking of not real, it's Ferris Bueller. Hee-hee. Hey, Ferris, I didn't recognize you without your wife, Nathan Lane.
All right, we'll get back to that. We got Tony on the line right here. Let's get Tony back on the line. That's we'll get back. We got a lot of tapes to play the audio for today. Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, what happened there, brother?
I don't know, man. We got disconnected somehow.
All right, we're going to call your boss now, and your boss's name again is what?
David.
We're going to call David, and we're going to let David confirm that you are indeed the slacker.
Please put his number up, Joe. I need the boss's number.
And then we will get, all right, Joe gets the number, and we will get your boss to verify this. You have confirmed to us that you are the stereo installer that does the least work. Can you give us an estimate, although this would require effort on your part, how much do you think you cost your company a year?
I don't know, I'd say 25 to 30, maybe 50.
Yeah.
Maybe another. That's good. That's pretty strong. How many hours a day out of your work day, how many hours a day do you think you waste just killing time?
Out of the 8-hour day, I'd probably say about 5 or 6.
That's very strong. That's
you know, and
highest.
You sound like a slacker. That's mm-hmm. what I like about you, Tony. You really do. And you've been on the job, what, 7 years?
It's been about five
years.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You must be very proud. Are you looking to maybe move up in the company at all or expand at all?
Yeah, eventually. I think I'm probably going to try doing window tinting.
A slacker with aspirations. I like it.
Window tinting. What's the deal? Are we getting the boss on the line, Rob?
Got a busy signal the first try. Let's try one more time.
We're trying to get your boss on there. Brian.
He'll answer.
David spent a lot of time on the phone, does he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's pretty much not the slacking type.
How would you rate your boss? You like the guy? You get along with him? Obviously,
he's a great boss.
And he thinks you're a good worker, even though maybe not so much.
To the best of my knowledge, I believe he does.
This is good. Well, I guess we'll find out from David if and when we talk to him.
Well, when we get, in 6 years, when we get a chance to actually talk to him, we'll do that.
Sure.
So we're
going
to give you $100 if you get through to your boss and he confirms this. Are you going to give him a chunk of the money at all?
Yeah, I'll probably give him like $20.
No. All right. Here's the moment of truth. Do we finally have the boss, Rob?
Yes. Say hello to David.
Jesus Christ.
David.
Hello. David, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you?
Hey, good, I think. How are you, sir?
David, we appreciate you coming on the show. We're playing a little game called Employee of the Month, and we have your employee, Tony. Tony does work for you, David?
That's correct.
And he installs stereos and cars and boats and stuff like that?
Yes, he does.
Well, we're going to ask you because you're the only one that can confirm, David. I want to find out. Give us a description of what you think of Tony as an employee.
Oh, Tony, he's all right.
You think Tony could maybe do a little bit more work for you during a given work day?
Yeah, to say the least.
To say the least. Now we're getting somewhere because, see, when we say Employee of the Month, we really have done a contest featuring slackers, guys that really don't do much at all at work. And Tony called in and was very proud of the fact that he didn't do anything. Is that pretty much true, David?
Well, that's a little bit disappointing to hear, but yeah, definitely.
It always is.
Tough to get good labor, isn't it, Brian? I mean, David?
Well, the thing is you know, we have a business where we have to deal with customers, and a lot of times he's hung over in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Now you didn't even mention
we've
that.
We've got a winner.
I have to tell you, David, you are helping his cause. How often during the course of a week would he come to work hungover?
We work 6 days, and that would be 6 days.
And he's been working for you for about 5 years?
Yeah, give or take a couple months.
All right, that's fantastic.
Well, we like him an awful lot.
Now, do I get Tony back on here?
Tony's been here the whole time.
Oh, Tony, you're here the whole time. It sounds
I'm
to
here.
Me. Tony, it sounds to me.
What are you doing, Tony? You're on the clock.
I think I do a little better job than that, but.
Tony, I wouldn't push it, that's for sure.
I would maybe even try a little harder.
David, is there, is it tough getting good workers? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, it's tough. We try to hire people that we can kind of train and mold into the position, and a lot of times you get people you don't know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what, Tony? He's confirmed the fact that you are a slacker. You are the proud winner of $100. Congratulations.
Good work. Right on. Thank you, Matt.
We'll be taking this phone call out of your paycheck, buddy.
You know what I would do, David? When Tony comes to work tomorrow, I would have a little negotiation session with him about that $100. You can probably do that. Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
And maybe tonight, Tony, have a cola.
Yeah, I would.
All right, congratulations,
have another
Tony.
Smoke this delivery to that delivery.
Right. Mm. Stacy, can I ask you how big a woman are you?
Well, you've spoken to me before.
Yeah, you sound familiar.
Like, how about
Tony?
Another smoke
break.
David, thank you very much for confirming that.
Okay, my friend. Thank you.
We appreciate it,
my friend.
Thank you, my friend. All right, put them both on hold, Robbie. That's our employee of the month. Wow. Tony, I want to do it again, and I think we can do better. I think we have more slackers, and I think we can get more calls from Sacramento, California.
You were looking
California.
For a boss that was surprised.
Just slightly surprised, and maybe the kind of boss that was just like, oh, well, okay then.
On my dollar?
Oh, well, hello.
I can't believe that we didn't get the fact that he's a problematic alcoholic.
I didn't see. That,
that was
the thing
good,
he didn't
right?
tell us. He didn't want to confess that.
Sure.
6 days a week, every day he comes in hungover. Mm-hmm. All right, audio for today's show. Rob, we were talking about the night of Too Many Stars Open. You know what I'd like to – what is the Chris Rock? Stephen Wright do each other. What is that?
Hey.
Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
All right.
What happened with that is because Chris Rock is ready to do a special on another network, he couldn't do his own material.
Okay.
So he did Stephen Wright's material.
All right,
and
I'd like
Stephen
to hear
Wright
that.
Did Chris Rock's
Let's
material.
Let's listen.
And it sounded like this.
Okay.
If OJ wasn't famous, he'd be in jail right now. If OJ drove a bus, he'd just be Orenthal, the bus driving murderer.
So this is... This is Stephen Wright doing Chris Rock's shtick.
Yeah,
right.
And vice versa.
Okay.
They're both on stage.
All right, very good.
And here we go. Come on.
Night of Too Many Comics.
Okay. Pretty good, man. Pretty good.
I like you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. When I go to a grocery store and I see a guy pushing 30 shopping carts across the parking lot, sometimes I say, you know, somebody might want to use one of those.
It works better with Stephen Wright.
I get it.
I get it.
Martin Luther King stood for nonviolence. What's Martin Luther King now? A street. If you're in America, anywhere in America right now, and you're on Martin Luther King Boulevard, there's some violence going on.
Wow.
I like that one. Yeah, I like that.
I want to keep this stuff.
So I'm driving down the highway, and there's a guy hitchhiking, and he's holding up a sign that says, Heaven. So I hit him. I mean, he probably went there. He looked like a nice enough guy.
All right. Wow. All right, we've got one more of those. I don't want to hear another one. Do we have more?
Yeah, there's a little more.
All right.
Sometimes I'm walking with my daughter and I pick her up and I realize the only job I have in my life is to keep her off the pole. They don't give grades for being a father, but if your daughter turns...
Oh, hold on. CD player is disagreeable.
And then I want to hear Trevor Immelman, just because I like South African accents.
Oh, you
want accents.
To hear what do you have to say?
Trevor Immelman, who's the South African that won the Masters. And I guess it's not Hootie that runs the Masters anymore. We don't have Hootie Johnson anymore. It's the other guy that took over for him. So we don't have, Tiger, I'm very happy that you have graced us with your presence in Butler Cabin.
Here is Trevor Immelman.
Well, Jim, it was just so tough, and I was just trying to be tough. You know, that's all I kept saying to myself was just hang in there and play one shot at a time because, you know, there's a disaster around every corner,
disaster.
As I showed on 16. But I was just trying to hang in there, and, you know, I can't believe I did it.
All right, anything? Tiger, I'm coming in second. Is that interesting
not
at all?
I mean, it's Tiger talking.
How about Crystal Stewart, Miss Texas?
That's just her winning the contest last night.
Verbal smackdown at Detroit City.
I enjoy this.
Okay.
This is a real town council meeting in Detroit, and they're just not as polite as they might be.
Okay, let's listen to that. Verbal smackdown at Detroit City.
If it would be. I could say it's my view that it's okay to murder somebody, but yes. We all know that murder is against the law.
Against.
Yeah, no, this is based on
well, I did say
several,
based upon your
all due respect,
right?
President Pro Tem, I have the floor.
I just wanted to say, I said based upon his experience.
Well, you just jumped on another council member about interrupting,
sure
and now
did.
You're going
attacked
into me.
Me, and I didn't attack
did not attack you.
I have the floor.
We know you do, but I said based upon his years of experience.
I have the floor, today. President
the
Pro Tem. I don't
there.
Want to hear you anymore.
And you don't have to hear me. We don't have to hear you.
Then be quiet
no,
because I'm speaking and I'm asking
you
a question.
You do that at home, not here.
I'm not
okay?
your father, but
exactly.
I am the president,
so
and right now I have the floor.
Because I'm tired of that.
Everybody
be respectful. Me, you may not do that at home, but you're going to do it
up
in here.
Stop interrupting.
You grow up. Control your house, and you know how to treat other women better.
You're the last one to talk.
I'm the first one to talk.
Council member.
You, Shrek.
Shrek.
The first one to talk. Don't
you're
disrespect
order.
Me.
Order of the day.
I
order.
Will call this to adjourn if you
do
want
it,
to.
Baby.
Adjourn.
Do it.
Move to adjourn.
Do it.
We're going to take a brief recess.
And that's what a town council meeting is like
and
in
a
Detroit.
And a preview of our Friday show.
All right, so we've got a few more here. Anything worth it, Rob? Anything on here for today's audio?
I think a good closer today is Hillary doing her impression of Jack Nicholson.
Let's listen to that, and then we got to take a break.
I'll put it to you this way, Mike. Your job is safe.
Okay, very good.
I must say, you're holding one of my favorite signs, Real Men Vote Hillary. I really like that. You know, one of the highlights of this campaign has been when out of the blue, Jack Nicholson endorsed me. And he called up a radio station in Los Angeles and he said, you know, I've been thinking. I'm for.
Jesus.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That's scary. What about what's this first human voice ever recorded?
Oh, this is from 1860.
I'd like to hear that. The first human voice ever recorded because Buzz was there.
Well, he wasn't doing news then.
That's
but,
right.
This is, it was recorded on paper.
Okay.
I am the walrus. Paul is dead.
How hard was that to do, Buzz? Was it a process getting all that done?
Well, what made it especially difficult was just how darn cold it was.
Yeah, very cold.
Want to thank Tony and his boss David for the employee of the month. They both sucked, but that's what they were supposed to do.
Yeah. Slack, you know.
And we gave them $100. We've got a full hour of Buzz Burbank coming up. And we will have lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you to everybody that participated in our Slacker contest. And we'll have lots more right after this break.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.